The implementation of the Dutch accommodation VAT 21% rate is currently facing its first massive peak season test. As spring holiday crowds pour into Amsterdam, Utrecht, and Rotterdam on this Saturday, May 16, 2026, the hospitality landscape looks entirely different than it did last year. Hotel operators and short-stay digital rental platforms are navigating a radically altered fiscal map that has permanently reset the cost of Dutch tourism. The abrupt jump from the legacy 9% reduced rate has triggered an aggressive structural reshuffling of hospitality pricing across Western Europe, forcing urban hoteliers to defend their margins while state computers aggressively scan for revenue leakage. The strategy, inside the component shifting playbook to keep their total invoice prices competitive on global booking channels, savvy hoteliers are leaning heavily into a strategy known as component unbundling. While the core overnight room stay must now be processed under the Dutch accommodation VAT 21% requirement, secondary hospitality services remain safely pegged to the lower 9% tax bracket. Property operators are dynamically reallocating package values toward these lower tax components to soften the consumer price shock. Dining and add-ons, inflating the value assigned to breakfasts, room service packages, and in-house restaurants, all qualifying for 9% VAT. Wellness and leisure, shifting a portion of the package weight towards spa admissions, gym access, and wellness facilities, 9% VAT. Mobility rentals, packaging city center stays with bicycle or equipment rentals to capture additional 9% tax treatments. However, the Belastingdienst, Dutch Tax Administration, has issued a blunt warning to the industry. These value allocations must reflect genuine, commercially defensible market values. If a boutique hotel attempts to sell a €50 room paired with a €100 continental breakfast, automated red flags will immediately trigger an audit. Breaking down the structural margin shift to visualize how the Dutch accommodation VAT 21% policy splits the industry, consider the divergence between urban hoteliers and rural operators. While hotels see their tax burden more than double, traditional campsites and holiday parks have retained an operational life jacket, as pure camping stays remain protected at the 9% lower tariff. Accommodation type 2025 legacy VAT rate 2026 active VAT rate consumer pricing impact urban hotels and hostels 9% 21%, full standard rate, significant upward price pressure Airbnb and short stay platforms 9% 21%, full standard rate, higher platform facing fees traditional campsites 9% 9%, preserved exception, record high booking surge holiday park chalets 9% 21%, standardized, moderate margin compression the anti-arbitrage dragnet the most immediate operational friction point for corporate auditors involves bookings processed during the late 2025 transitional window. Anticipating the tax hike, thousands of corporate travelers and vacationers aggressively prepaid for their 2026 stays before December 31, 2025, hoping to lock in the legacy 9% rate. The Belastingdienst's real-time digital portals are actively dismantling this strategy. Under the enforced 2026 tax guidelines, VAT liability is determined strictly by the date of the stay, not the date of payment. Any property that failed to retroactively apply the Dutch accommodation VAT 21% top-up or improperly structured cross-year corporate billing is currently facing automated compliance red flags and immediate financial correction demands. Strategic view: the end of cheap urban stays. Let's look at the raw reality. The era of low-cost urban tourism in the Netherlands is officially over. Hoteliers who assumed they could outsmart the system with aggressive component shifting are discovering that the tax authorities' algorithmic nets are incredibly precise. In 2026, the clear winners are the rural campsites that dodged the legislative bullet and the advanced property management systems that automate date-based tax adjustments. For city center hotels, survival now demands delivering an absolute premium experience, because the state is taking a massive, unavoidable bite out of the baseline room rate.